Well, as we continue chatting with Dr. Tony Yuen, we'll also take your phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Botched surgeries and strange plastic surgeries next. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Tony Yuen with us. And Tony, how do people hear your podcast?
They can go to iTunes or they can go to my website. It's dryuen.com/podcast or dryuen.com/audio.
Super. And how long does your show last? How often do you do it?
Yeah, they're once a week. They're half-hour shows, and every month or so I'll do one on my own where I explain a different new holistic cosmetic treatment or way to look younger. And then the other weeks we have guests that are holistic health experts, plastic surgeons, dermatologists, where we talk about all the latest and the newest ways to turn back the clock holistically. So it's not necessarily about breast implants and stuff like that. It's how to avoid going under the knife yet still getting the look that you want. And if you are going to go under the knife, these are the best ways to do it.
What do you think of supplementation? We happen to be big boosters of that, but what's your take?
I'm a big fan of it as well. You know, that's something that most doctors really don't know much about.
No, they don't.
It. But in reality, there's so many great supplements that there is a lot of science to prove that it works. You know, one of the things that I talk a lot about is hair loss. I know you have a lot of male listeners, but there are supplements out there that now doctors are starting to get on the bandwagon. There's one that's called Nutrafol, another one called Viviscal, and the studies are showing that these types of supplements can really help to grow hair. There are collagen supplement drinks that can help you to look younger. You know, we have two that I sell through my practice, where one of them's essential antioxidants, where you can fight those free radicals. Another one that's called collagen support that can help support the collagen of your skin. So I'm a big believer in supplements.
And what is collagen, Tony?
Well, collagen is basically the building blocks of so much of our body. What we look at as plastic surgeons is the skin. It's the building blocks of the skin. And as we get older, the collagen of our skin degrades, and that's one of the reasons why our skin looks older. It looks rougher in texture and thinner. And so the idea is that by drinking collagen drinks, and one very popular collagen drink is bone broth. By drinking that, you are infusing your body with collagen, and you know the science isn't quite there yet to show exactly why it works, but by drinking those collagen-type drinks, it does appear to enhance the collagen of your skin.
Interesting take. What do you recommend for dry elbows?
Dry elbows, you want to do a combination of moisturizing with exfoliation. Okay, exfoliating is super important. There is something that a lot of people are doing called dry brushing, where you take a brush with organic bristles and you literally brush the surface of your skin. You want to go towards your heart, so from like the fingertips towards your armpits. And by dry brushing, you can stimulate the lymphatic system, you can exfoliate your skin, smooth that skin, and then you shower afterwards. When you get out of the shower, you have to apply your moisturizer within 2 minutes, because then you're going to lock that moisture into your skin, and those dry elbows will be a thing of the past.
Interesting. In dry brushing, never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's something that's more popular in the holistic health circles. I do talk about that on my podcast, and a lot of holistic health experts are recommending it. There's multiple things that can help with. Some people even find that their cellulite is improving with dry brushing.
What happens to the skin when you do that? The little pieces come off?
Yeah, so you're basically getting rid of that upper layer of dead skin cells that builds up over time that cause our skin to look rougher and drier. What happens is when we're young, our skin turns over every 6 to 8 weeks, and that's one reason why younger people have tighter, more youthful skin. As we get older, that skin, the turnover slows down, and it takes 10 weeks, 12 weeks, even longer for that to happen. We get those dead skin cells that build up on the surface of our skin, and by exfoliating it, by dry brushing it, you get rid of that. And interestingly enough, it sends a cellular signal to the deeper layers of the skin to turn over more quickly. And that's why the skin actually, when you dry brush, you actually then increase the turnover of the skin and cause your skin to look younger.
All right, let's take some calls here with Dr. Tony Yuen. Let us start by going to Deborah in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hi, Deborah. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I appreciate you guys.
Well, you're very welcome.
I was reading in a magazine about cooling the scalp to maintain your hair during chemotherapy. And I have one other question after that or statement. But is that what you're talking about with that scalp treatment?
Not necessarily. Cooling the scalp with chemotherapy is not something that I have seen much on yet. There are things, though, that you can do that are completely natural if you are losing hair. One thing you can do is apply rosemary oil. There was actually a study, scientific study, that compared rosemary oil to Rogaine on the surface of your skin to help thinning hair. And they actually found that applying topical rosemary oil had the same results with thickening hair as Rogaine, but much less skin irritation. Now, if you're undergoing chemotherapy, you have to talk with your oncologist before you undergo any of these types of things, even something holistic like that. But that's one thing you can try, topical melatonin. You know, we think melatonin for sleep, but if you apply topical melatonin to the scalp as well, that can also help with thinning hair.
Okay, and what's your other question, Deborah?
It's a comment from before. Look at the back of your chocolate bars and everything, because I found them now saying GMO.
All right.
Yeah, the GMOs are just everywhere.
Hate them. Hate them.
Exactly.
Let's get away from all of that. What would you recommend for a program, Tony, for people? I guess I'd have to give you the specific what they need to fix so you could recommend it. But let's say someone who wants to lose weight, what do you recommend?
The first thing that I would recommend is to decrease the carbs, and that's a very simple thing. And so many people are drinking soda pop every day, and soda pop is basically empty calories. It's sugar. It's all the chemicals that they put into it. If the first thing that you want to do is you decrease the amount, you basically cut out soda pop, and people can lose 10 pounds a year from literally taking out one can of soda pop a day. Okay, easily lose 10 pounds a year. And if you're drinking more than that, then you can lose 20, 30, even more than that just from decreasing soda pop. Try to decrease the amount of carbs that you eat, especially at breakfast. You know, we're so used to having these sugary breakfast muffins and scones that if you take that out and you substitute it for good, healthy fats and protein instead for breakfast, that can really help you lose a lot of weight as well.
Okay, back to the phones we go. Let us go to Paul in New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
I have a question for the doctor. I wanted to know, I had lost a tremendous amount of weight. In 5 months, I had lost 125 pounds, and I've been working out since then, and my stomach abdominals are incredible. My arms are doing fantastic. I'm starting to build the legs back up. But the problem is I have all of this excess skin that is hanging. I've been using lotions and creams, and no matter how much I work out, I'm building up the muscle and all, but the skin I can't do nothing with. I've heard that there's surgical alternatives, but I want to know if there's anything other than surgical alternatives you can do to tighten the skin up.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of the things that we talk about on my podcast is that one of the only things that we can't treat non-surgically is excess and loose skin. I would love for there to be something that a laser or a chemical that we can apply to skin to melt that skin away or to tighten it up. That's one thing that really necessitates surgery. And so basically, if you've got a lot of loose skin, like patients like yourself, you know, people who've lost a lot of weight, that's awesome, you know, and you get this great feeling that you've lost so much weight and you're feeling so much better, but then you take your shirt off and you see this hanging skin and it's difficult. The only way to get rid of it is to cut it out. Now, the good news is that there are a lot of procedures that can be done to remove this excess skin. The bad news is that this is real surgery that typically creates very lengthy scars, and there are a lot of plastic surgeons and cosmetic doctors who dabble in removal of this skin. You really need to find somebody who does this all the time. They have to be an expert at massive weight loss skin removal surgeries, because they're very difficult operations, they're very bloody operations, and they really have to be done very efficiently. Otherwise, the risk of complications can go up. This is not something that you want to find a doctor who has an ad in your local paper and go to that doctor. You really want to talk, do your research, and find the right person for it.
Or on Craigslist or something like that.
Or on Groupon, yeah. You don't want to get somebody who has a special deal for it. These are very big, they're bloody operations with a high complication rate, but if you find the right doctor, a board-certified plastic surgeon, you know, a member of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Society, you know, you get the right doctor, huge changes that can be made, but they do create lengthy scars, and scars are permanent, so you got to be okay with that.
You call plastic surgery the Wild West of medicine. How come? Because it's shoot from the hip?
It's because there are so many doctors out there that it's unregulated. You know, there's so many doctors performing plastic surgery that aren't even plastic surgeons. And the crazy thing, George, is that there's no law against any doctor performing any procedure that they want to, as long as a patient signs on the dotted line.
Really? I mean, I thought they had to be a specialist in order to do certain things.
Nope. Believe it or not, it's perfectly legal for me as a board-certified plastic surgeon. If I convince you to come to my office and have me perform
open-heart surgery,
catheterization on you, I could perform open-heart surgery on you. I could remove your gallbladder, perfectly legal as long as you sign on the dotted line.
Whoa.
And the way that doctors get around this, okay, so hospitals...
Now I'm signing so you don't get sued, but can you still do it if I don't sign, if you wanted to?
Well, no, you have to sign on the dotted line for it.
I have to. Okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I have to disclose to you that I'm not trained in this procedure. Okay, so I can send you a very standard, you know, release where, you know, all patients sign it, but I don't have to reveal to you that I'm not a real cardiologist or a real gastroenterologist or cardiac surgeon. As long as you sign that you allow me to do this procedure, then it's legal for me to do that.
Oh, my gosh. It's probably fine.
I have no training in a lot of these operations, and that's what happens. And people get around it because they do it in their office, okay? So
surgeries in your office?
So, yeah, hospitals will vet doctors. So as a plastic surgeon, if I try to bring a patient to the hospital to perform a hysterectomy or a mastectomy, an operation that I'm not qualified to perform, the hospital will not let me do that. But if I open up my own operating room in my office, I can do whatever I want, and nobody can stop me.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's going on all across the country, you know, but it's with plastic surgery. And so these doctors are doing it in the back rooms of their offices, in strip malls, and it is perfectly legal.
First-time caller Noel in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Noel. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I want to talk about thiol resins. You know anything about it preventing cancer? Because I know it helps heal the bark or the trees.
Yeah, this isn't something that I know a whole lot about because I'm more of a plastic surgery and cosmetic specialist. So that might be something one of the other experts may be good to call back when George has an expert on something like that.
What are they? Do we even know?
I'm not familiar with that term.
Okay. All right, let's go back to Noel for just a second. Noel, what are they?
It's basically when the tree heals itself from a wound, basically. It's like
the bark growing over it, you mean?
Well, no, it's like this liquidy type sap type thing.
Ah, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Well, the human body might be the same way. It is pretty remarkable, Tony, isn't it?
It heals just about almost anything.
What are the new technological breakthroughs that are out there that haven't been tried yet on us?
Yeah, you know, there's one thing that's really interesting, and it just has come out, like literally in the last couple of weeks, called M-Sculpt. And it's this idea that if you use high-intensity focused electromagnetic energy, you can stimulate muscle contraction and fat reduction. So it's this device, basically, that you put on the surface of the skin, and it utilizes electromagnetic energy to melt fat. So they get after four sessions, it's about a half hour each session, you get about 19% of the reduction of fat. But this is a new thing, is it stimulates the muscle. So while you're having this done, it feels like you're exercising that muscle, and they're seeing that the muscle mass increases. It's like 16% according to their studies. And so this is a very new device where you can reduce fat and actually grow your muscle. And so guys are trying to get this on their abs. Women are doing this on their buttocks. And it's something I don't have any experience with it yet, but it all of a sudden has just exploded on the market today.
Next up, we go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Doc. You know, you look at people that get these body alterations. Number one, I would say they wouldn't be thinking about it if it wasn't available in the first place. And then they go to a doctor where maybe they should be talked out of doing this in many cases, And the doctor who's going to make, you know, more money doing this is not the one to do that. So that would be number one. And then I've also heard that the place I go to actually sells something called catalase to help maintain hair color. They say it triggers hydrogen peroxide. And finally, I wanted to mention, I saw a girl at the gym that had, I guess, biceps that were tremendous, what she had to have gotten from lifting weights. But this was just, she had a tank top, and she otherwise wasn't exceptionally muscled. And I was like, what did she do to get this strong? I mean, I did a double.
Steroids. What do you think of that, Tony? Steroids? That would have done that, right?
Yeah, and there are, you know, one thing that's becoming more interesting is that there are people who are using actually bicep implants, believe it or not. It seems a little more in men than in women. And then there's a group of doctors that's very interesting where they're actually injecting fat into muscle. So we talked earlier about how injecting fat into the buttocks is the number one most dangerous cosmetic surgery. But there's this interesting idea that if you inject fat into, let's say, your biceps muscle, that like let's say hamburger meat that has a high percentage of fat versus some that's lean, what happens is if people even gain weight, that muscle actually grows. It's this really interesting thing that some doctors are doing, and they're doing it in men, let's say with six-pack abs, where they inject it into the muscles of the abdominal muscles, erectus muscles, and men gain weight, and the muscles get bigger. So there's a lot of things that are going on out there. That are short of, once again, steroids. Obviously, if you see somebody who has these massive, you know, kind of cartoony type muscles, usually that has something to do with steroids because it's just not natural to get those types of bodies typically. But now surgeons are even creating that with these very unusual types of ways too.
And Joe wanted to know about hair color and what you can do in order to do that. Supplements would help?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of different ideas. The catalase is something that some people have brought up, and there's some products that will actually claim that they can create that. It's still a bit on the fringe, and there isn't a lot of science that I know of to support that. Really, right now, with hair color, it's still coming down to going to the hair salon and getting the colors and stuff done by dyes. But as you know, I mean, there's always dangers with a lot of this stuff. So make sure that you talk with your salon, see what these dyes are made out of, because a lot of this is toxic stuff.
It really is. Dr. Tony Yoon with us. We're going to come back in a moment with our final segment and take the rest of your calls as well. His website linked up at coasttocoastam.com, where you can find how he podcasts. It's called the Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. Do you take calls on those shows, Tony?
No, these are pre-recorded, so we do answer a lot of questions, and I do a lot of question and answer on my social media handles, so Instagram, I'm on Instagram, and we do that all the time. And we show actually plastic surgery on our Instagram, too, all the different procedures we're doing, tips, tricks, all that stuff.
And you're still doing media whenever you can?
Oh, we do a lot. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, your show is one of my favorites. So.
Well, you're one of our favorites. you're a good person, and you've got some great innovative ideas, too.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in a moment. Dr. Tony Yoon with us, of course. Want to talk with you, Tony, when we come back about what has social networking done to plastic surgery? Has it augmented it? Has it slowed it down? Think about that when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment with Dr. Tony Yoon. His website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's his name, Dr. D.R. YOUN.com. And you can get information on his Holistic Plastic Surgery Show. Tony, let's talk about some of the tips about your body trying to tell you things and tell us what this means, and then we'll take final calls. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So if you have a diagonal crease in your earlobe, what does that tell you?
So this is a very interesting sign of underlying coronary artery disease. And there was a study of 11,000 Danish participants that correlated this crease in the earlobe for people who have damage basically of the skin and the coronary vessels. And so the idea is that it's due to collagen being damaged inside of the skin, causing this diagonal crease of your earlobe. And it's also correlated with having basically coronary artery disease. So if you've got that, talk with your doctor. You may want to get some testing to see whether you may have some underlying coronary artery disease that you don't know about.
Periodontal disease, which of course is gum disease of the mouth. What does that mean?
So periodontal disease has actually been correlated. There was a Harvard study of about 51,000 men that had a 63% increase in the risk of pancreatic cancer in people who had periodontal disease. And periodontal disease is basically an infection of the tissues that support the teeth. And so it's believed, we're not sure exactly why, but it's believed that the bacteria that contribute to this periodontal disease may also cause an increased risk of pancreatic cancer. And we know that pancreatic cancer is one of the most dangerous cancers that you can get. If, you know, if you had to pick a cancer not to have, that's the one not to have.
Oh, I know. Once you get that, you're almost out. You know?
Exactly.
Next up would be a dimple on the breast.
So there was an interesting story that circulated on the internet just a couple years ago where a woman took a selfie and had this dimple on her breast, and people emailed her saying, you know, you need to get checked for breast cancer, and it's a sign of inflammatory breast cancer, okay? And this woman posted this video, this photo, it went viral on social media, and that's what it turned out to be. So, you know, we all have irregularities of our body that have been there for a long time. But if you are a female, you develop a new dimple on your breast, have your doctor check it out, because it's not common, but it can be a potential sign of inflammatory breast cancer.
Small yellow little lumps on the eyelids. Ew, what's that?
So these are called xanthelasma, and these little lumps are actually collections of bad cholesterol. And you get these little yellow lumps around your eyes, the xanthelasma. And there was another Danish study that found that people with these yellow lumps were 70% more likely to develop hardening of their arteries and 50% more likely to develop this coronary vessel disease. And so very important, if you've got these little yellow lumps all along your eyelids, have your doctor check you out to see if you may have high cholesterol, if you may have even underlying coronary artery disease.
And lastly, red lines on the fingernails.
So these are called splinter hemorrhages, and they're very well known in the medical community, but commonly people don't know about it. But they're these tiny red lines that are called splinter hemorrhages, and they can be a sign of an infection of your heart valves. And they're basically these little blood clots that travel from the heart valves to other parts of the body, and they deposit themselves basically underneath your fingernails.
Okay, to the phones we go. Let's pick it up by going to Dave in El Dorado Hills, California. Hey, David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, man.
Sure thing.
It's good to talk to you again.
You too.
Never called, but talked to you in person.
Yep.
My question is with a heart problem, cold sculpting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cold sculpting and blood thinners. Is there a problem?
There should not be. But like with any type of a procedure, you do want to talk with your doctor. The idea with blood thinners is any type of surgery that you may consider having, you're going to be at a much higher risk of bleeding, of bruising, of what we call hematomas, or which are blood collections. So any type of an invasive procedure, you have to be careful with. Well, cool sculpting, you know, if you've got an underlying heart issue, it isn't necessarily a completely painless procedure. Okay, so if you do have an underlying heart issue, you do want to make sure that you talk with your physician before you have this done, because it can stimulate your heart a bit, because it can be a bit uncomfortable for a period of time.
All right, thanks for that. Brenda in West Virginia. Hello, Brenda. Take it away.
George, how you doing?
Okay, Brenda. Thank you.
George, you guys prayed for me a while back. I've been sick with a lot of things. But the cool thing is I got surgery yesterday from a plastic surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital for neuropathy in my leg. And I'm here to tell you this is a surgery that almost nobody knows about. This one doctor there developed this surgery. He's been doing it in other countries for decades. But he also trained a couple other doctors at Johns Hopkins to do it, and one of them did it for me. And I was in so horrible pain, George, that I was taking high doses of Oxycontin for years. And I'm already almost off my painkiller already today.
I love
it. It's a miracle surgery for people with neuropathy that's got diabetes and stuff. And today I still got the bandages on and everything, but it's practically minor surgery, just three little holes in my leg. They go in there and they cut the nerves or whatever, and the pain has stopped.
You sound like you feel good.
Oh, my God, George. I have suffered so bad with this pain for so long. And I don't know why nobody knows about this surgery, because I just found out by a fluke that off of somebody else that had it done. And this man also got off of all his painkillers and lost 90% of the pain. I mean, it's horrible, horrible pain.
Tony, have you heard of this?
Not necessarily. And I think that's the exciting thing with surgery nowadays. You know, we've talked about a lot of the dangers, but there is so much going on with technology that is improving things. And so many, you know, the procedure you're describing is a very minimally invasive procedure, you know, of cutting certain probably sensory nerves. They're causing this pain, and it's great that we can do all of this now. You don't have to cut the leg wide open like you may have had to in the past.
Jeez, just remarkable how some technology is truly amazing for medicine, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, one of the really fascinating things we mentioned earlier is Botox, and there's so many of these new things that we can do with Botox. We talked about migraines before, but you can reduce sweating with Botox. People are even finding that there are studies that show that people with depression, the depression is lifted after they get Botox. So there's so much out there that we can do, and we really are just touching the surface of it.
Next up, let's go to Tess in San Diego. Hi, Tess, first-time caller.
Hello, George and Dr. Ewan.
Hi.
I have a quick question for you. I wanted to ask you about dark pigmentation on the face due to sun damage.
Yeah, there's a lot of great options. Now, the problem with pigmentation is that you have to be very careful and make sure that you vet any products that you put on your skin. But the great thing is there is a treatment called IPL, intense pulse light. And it's very similar to a laser where you can target those dark spots. And literally within a week, those dark spots will actually fall off. So the laser targets the actual pigment. The pigment will darken for a few days, and then a lot of it will slough off within a week. And it's completely, there's no chemicals with it. It's basically like a laser treatment.
Next up, let's go to Peggy in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hello, Peggy. Welcome to the program.
Hey, George, listened to you for many, many years.
Right.
Anyway, I'd like to ask the doctor, today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I just turned 67. I'm relatively young looking for my age, maybe 10, 15 years, but I have that awful, crepey skin and these bat wings on my arm. I'm not really overweight. I'm small framed. But, oh, my God, I look at that wrinkly skin on my arms, and it's like I have more wrinkles there than on my face. What can be done about that?
Arm wrinkles, Doc.
Yeah, there is a surgery called a brachioplasty where that skin is cut out. The problem with that operation is it does create a lengthy scar that extends from your armpit all the way to your elbows.
Oh, wow.
We really save that operation for people who've lost lots of weight, and for people who really have a lot of loose skin. Short of that, there are some laser-type treatments that can help with it. They don't help a lot, honestly.
Does skin restore itself after time? Does it, like, tighten up on its own?
Not really.
It
if anything, it's the opposite, unfortunately.
As we age,
yeah. Yeah, things get worse as you age. Now, there are things you can do. You know, we talked about certain foods, like collagen-rich foods like bone broth. There are creams that you can apply. There are some creams and some that have been mentioned even on the show that can really tighten up skin immediately. It's not necessarily used so much on the arms as it is more on the face. And there are creams now that have stem cells in it that can also help with overall tightening. But really, if it really is a lot of loose skin, then that's typically treated surgically.
Tony, since you've been doing this in how many years now?
I've been a board-certified plastic surgeon now for 15 years.
So you got your normal medical degree first, and then what got you into plastic surgery?
You know, it's this whole idea that we can do so much to help people in an artistic way. So for me, I love the artistry about it, and it has now gone into enjoying really targeting these holistic aspects of it, you know. And when I first got in, I did my traditional training with ICU and surgery and all that. But now I'm finding with technology and with all this alternative and holistic medicine that we can really change people's lives, and we can reveal the truth behind some of these surgeries that you don't need to have done. And that's what I really am enjoying doing now.
Good for you. Let's take a few more calls here. Let us go to Jan in Brooklyn, New York. Hello, Jan.
Howdy, George.
Hey.
I've read lasers really great, but it has to do with the vibration. And also, my girlfriend had Botox, and everything gives off a vibration. And when I touched her face, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel good.
Hmm.
I think Botox could be very toxic, and especially if people are weak. I don't think people who don't have good health should ever get that done.
All right, what do you think, Doc?
Yeah, I think this whole idea of vibrations is a fascinating one. And there is this idea that, you know, there are foods that we eat that can increase our vibration. There are things we can do to increase our vibration. What is the vibration of Botox? I'll tell you, I don't know what it is. But definitely, if you have somebody who has health problems, then no, I would not recommend having any type of a cosmetic treatment, especially something invasive like Botox.
What is a reaction to Botox? What could happen?
You know, the interesting thing with Botox is even though it's one of the most powerful toxins in the universe, when we inject it in the tiniest amounts that we do, really the worst thing that we see is a droopy eyelid. And Botox goes away. It gets reabsorbed within 3 to 4 months. And, you know, there is a fear, and I do take it very seriously, that it is a toxin. But at the same time, there's been so many studies done on it, and it's done so commonly for so many years now, that unless it's black market Botox, you know, you're injecting in crazy amounts, if it's injected in the controlled ways that we do as board-certified dermatologists and plastic surgeons, it really is and appears to be a very, very safe procedure.
What has been for you the strangest procedure that you can say on the radio that you've done as a plastic surgeon?
One of the most strangest ones that I have done is creation of a buttock crease. And my old boss in L.A., Dr. Richard Ellenbogen, that was one of his big things, is he had a patient who said, look, I want a deeper crease of my behind. And he had a patient that asked him.
Tell him to be a plumber.
There you go.
Just a joke. You plumbers, just a joke. But let's take one more call or two. It's Joe in the Bronx. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hey, George, how are you?
All right, Joe, good.
Good. Yeah, I want to ask Dr. Yoon, now, concerning discoloration on the skin, is there a way to safely treat that so that it returns to its natural tone or color without the use of any dangerous chemicals? I've heard of skin bleaching before, but I think there can be negative effects from that. Can you please shed light on that?
Yeah, so there are products that are definitely safe. There are products, an ingredient called kojic acid that is a very nice skin lightener. There's another one called niacinamide, and those are very safe skin lighteners. The other thing is the intense pulse light that I mentioned a little bit ago, which is a laser-type treatment that has no chemicals at all associated with it, that you can zap those dark spots and lift them up. It works great for age spots, but it's not necessary for, let's say, moles or other types of skin lesions. If you have something like that, then you may want to consider freezing them. Sometimes we actually cut them out. But really, if you're looking at true age spots from being in the sun, IPL, intense pulse light, niacinamide, and kojic acid are my top go-tos.
Tony, thank you for being on the program. Anything you need, you know, just give us a call, okay?
It's always fun to be on your show. Thank you so much, George.
Dr. Tony Yoon is an amazing plastic surgeon. On our next program, he is back. The greatest storyteller ever born, Lionel Fanthrop, joins us, plus a few surprises and then some Friday the 13th open lines for you right here on Coast to Coast AM. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter as well, and email me at george@coasttocoastam.com. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.